Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and bring it to the streets. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. So let me see what today's date is. I'm looking on my watch. Don't have my glasses. I'm going to need my glasses to find out what day it is and time it is. Well, I don't need to tell you the time, but it is December 30th. And in fact, this will be the first show of season 5. So we are starting our 5th season here in Street Talk. And obviously this will air, I think, on January 7th. So, with that being said, I'd like to wish, all of you guys and women that listen to Street Talk, Happy New Year. Thank you again for Calvary Chapel and 91.1 for putting us on the air, giving us a chance to bring Street Talk theology to the streets. And that's what we do. I'm riding solo today. I do want to give a shout out. January 7th is my anniversary, my 11th year anniversary. I want to give a shout out for my wife, Rachel, a solid pastor's wife, and not easy to be a pastor's wife. There's a lot of things that happen in the pastorate, and, you know, my wife has just been behind me 100% from the beginning. This is like my 12th year as a pastor, and just want to thank her. And as we enter our beginning our 12th year of marriage, just ending our 11th year, just praising God for a godly woman and one that has been kind to me and good to me. So I'm grateful and thankful for that. Want to be thankful and grateful to the audience here at Street Talk again, Calvary Chapel, for putting us on. Again, I am a pastor here, senior pastor at Desert Sky Baptist Church here in Casa Grande, and just want to let anyone know, if they do not have a home church, you're welcome here at Desert Sky. We're a small church, a highly theological. We think that's important in this day and age, not to cut corners, not to, you know, we want to just bring truth and bring it right. We believe the truth of God can transform lives, can change lives. You know, we are a kind of a no-frills church. We praise and worship, and our whole service is praise and worship, our singing, our preaching, our greeting. It's all praise and worship to the mighty King of the universe. And with that, so how do I start off the new season? How do I start off the new year? Is a question I was grappling around within my mind. And again, I'll say it again, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. My two co-hosts, Pastor Michael Teddy and Ashok, are under the weather in India. So they did do some shows with me in season 5 that will probably air next week and the week after. And I hope to do some more shows in the upcoming weeks with them as they start to feel better. But I want to start here. I want to start with the first 4 words of the Bible. In the beginning, God. And I'm telling you, the buck stops there. In the beginning, God. And you know, we know that's a summary statement, because then the next part is going to be the creation account. And that's daunting in itself. But in the beginning, God. And when you look at that and you read that, everyone is going to be responsible to the one who is from the beginning and who has no end, and that's God. And I think that's the challenge, that we don't, me first, realize the enormity of that statement. In the beginning, God. Not, there wasn't creation on the side of God. In the beginning, God, before anything, again, I want to stress how important that is. You know, you read in Romans about how people have put the creature above the creator, the creation. But the Bible says the creation that was created by God actually moans. It actually groans to be brought back to where it was before the sin of Adam, waiting for the redemption of the sons of men, as Paul would say, I think it's in the 8th chapter of Romans, the creation groans. Because nothing stands beside God. In the beginning, God. Now people, you'll hear people say, well, who's the opposite of God? No one's the opposite of God. Nobody. The devil is not the opposite of God. The devil is the opposite of Michael the archangel in the spiritual hierarchy. Nobody is opposite of God. In the beginning, God. As we start our 5th season here in Street Talk Theology, I want to challenge you and me to that statement. We celebrate new beginnings. January 1st is a new year coming up in a couple of days. By the time you hear this, it'll be January 7th. Like I said, it will be my anniversary, which I just mentioned. But I want to challenge us here in Casa Grande to that statement. Anybody listening? In the beginning, God. And it's that statement that we're going to be responsible. The whole world, let me say better than that. The whole world is going to be responsible to that statement, in the beginning, God. I got to be careful how excited I get, because if I start moving my chair, it starts squeaking. Then Al starts getting nervous, because, you know, Al wants a shout out to Al. Love Al, man. He's just a really good producer, and I'm thankful to work with him. But again, we have to realize, please realize this, if we can get one message across today, is that there is nobody opposite God. If you're struggling with things in your life, and no matter what they may be, God has put them there for a reason. God has put them there for a reason. And it's to grow you and to shape you. But again, that's a story for another day. I don't want to get off this topic about in the beginning God and realizing that we owe everything to this sovereign creator. We owe everything to the one who spoke the world into existence. Again, the world was not side by side. The Bible said the Spirit was hovering over. That means that God was in control from the beginning. God has never left without a witness. So my challenge for us today, as you listen to this in the first week of January, New Year's is over, you're kind of settling in, bringing all the exchanges back for presents for Christmas or whatever. I want you to contemplate, think about, meditate on, glorify God, knowing that in the beginning God, and that all else, not some things else, all else, pales in comparison to that. Ourselves, our marriages, our church families, we love all them. Well, obviously we love ourselves. I tell people all the time, you know how much you love yourself when, you know, the congregation, if they're listening to this, I know they're going to say again, you say this, Pastor, but you know how much we are prideful. Who's the first person you look at in a group picture? You look at you, of course. And if you look good, the picture's good. Because we're just, like Calvin says, we all got the mind of a king, right? But then we have to think about, in retrospect to that, in the beginning, God. He's the true king. He's the progenitor of this world. He's God, a very God. And the word of God which spoke the world into existence, according to the writer of Hebrews, is Jesus Christ. He spoke the world. He's the word. And you see the Trinitarian God, in the beginning God, Spirit hovering, word spoken, let there be, and there was. So I think as we start a new year, a new beginning, so to speak, and since I'll be preaching on the book of Genesis probably for the next year and a half, if Lord willing, and he allows me to, he's a good God, a kind God. I pray that he does. Looking forward to delve into the text. I've got to be careful when I move my chair. but I do get excited about the things of God. And I just think about, I might have mentioned this before on another broadcast. So I know I've mentioned it again to my church family. And I know they're going to say, here he goes again, repeating himself. You know, Italians repeat themselves, right? But there was one pastor that before you walked in the church, it was beware the God. And this is not like in the book of Isaiah, you'll notice, and then I know I'm jumping around here because I'm trying to show the sovereignty and the holiness and the reverence that we need to show God. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah is dealing with a lot of different audiences over a periods of time. And I was reading one commentary by, I think it was Joseph Blankenship, on Isaiah or some, and he made a really great point. And he says there were a lot of people in the book of Isaiah that sort of believed. Now, I don't know how you can sort of believe, but you might be able to sort of believe, but it was the ones that trembled. If doing a study in Isaiah, if you're reading Isaiah, you'll get to some points in Isaiah when there are people that trembled at the word of God. That's where we need to be at. Not in a cowering way, but just knowing his sovereignty and the reverence that we need to give him. Knowing that he spoke the world into existence. Knowing that if you're a Christian, the Bible says you were a Christian before the foundations of the world. How do you wrap your mind around that? The Bible says when Jeremiah was born in the womb, the Bible says, before you were in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you, I knew you. In the beginning, God. For us, these are terms that are so hard to wrap our mind around. I tell people again all the time, I'm repeating myself, but it's good to repeat ourselves. I don't care how much people know. I don't care how much people know. Nobody can tell you let me back that up. Nobody can tell you what happens when you die. Nobody. People speculate. You go to a different place, a better place, or whatever. Come back as a flower, a tree, a dog, or whatever. The only one, the only spoken word that tells you what happens when you die is the word of God. If you're a Christian, absent with the body, present with the Lord. If you're not a Christian, hell. And you might say, that's just it. Nobody else has got any answer. A lot of speculations, speculatory answers. But God's word is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to cut asunder truth and error. God knows what's true, and God knows what's false. And the thing is, because in the beginning, God, he knows. How does man dare to say that he would know? Where was he? What did the Lord tell Job? Where were you when I spoke this world into existence? Where were you? And these are serious questions. They're good questions. Challenging questions. You know, I think about this as I'm starting the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. And I'll be reminded of this throughout the whole book of Genesis. Looking at genealogies, looking at how God spoke this world and the food that we eat and the trees and the weather and the language and the everything is given to you by the one who is in the beginning. Everything. How could anybody give anything to him except your praise and worship, which he rightly deserves? We don't want to take these scriptures lightly. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. He's a good and gracious king. He's a priest. And he's holy other. So as we approach the new year, for you will be a week old when you listen to this broadcast, and please listen. This is a contemplation. This is a meditation of who God is as we start the new year. Every breath that you take, right? Every breath that you take, he's given you. Every morsel of food you eat, you know, I want to be careful here, but, and this is for me, so I'll say to myself, just think about this. Unless you abstain from food, but, and I want to be careful, I want to look, say it to me first. Unless you wanted to, by some way of a diet or fasting or something, how many meals have you missed in this life? Really? I'm 65 years old. Hopefully a young 65, but you know, we know tomorrow's not promised. Lord, be gracious to us, be kind to us as we try to spread your word and continue to do that. But as we know, as we think about these things, as we think about these things, how do we navigate them? How do we navigate them? How do we wrap our mind around in the beginning God without our praise and worship of this good and gracious King? And we're thinking together. We're thinking about this together. That's why I'm pausing a little bit, because I want this stuff to sink in. Because as I'm saying it, I want it to sink in with me first. Everything. Like I was saying, how many people have actually missed one meal, unless they want to, like I said? And you think about it. I mean, I think it was Abraham, what did he say? The God who fed me my whole life. The God who fed me my whole life. And he is a good God. He is a gracious God. He is a king. And he owes us absolutely nothing, and we owe him absolutely everything. All our praise, all our thanksgiving, we owe to this mighty sovereign king. That's the way we want to start off our new year. That's the way we want to start off our new year, noticing and recognizing who this God is. How great this God is, how good this God is, how benevolent this God is. But he's also righteous. And if people do not acknowledge him through Christ, he will bring judicial punishment on them, because he's a good and gracious king. And we must recognize who he is, but never take advantage of who he is. In the beginning, God. We as a people of God are represented by the one who's in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the Christ. And the Word, the Logos, the Christ was with God. These are huge theological ramifications that we do not think about enough. Enough. So, I got about 3 or 4 minutes on this first broadcast of the fifth season here at Street Talk Theology. We take theology and bring it to the streets. Pastor Dominic again here at Desert Sky Baptist Church. Just musing with the audience. Didn't even get a chance to make, I'm on the hot coffee now. I'm off the cold brew, but you know how quick we're going to be using cold brew again. But I am, grateful and thankful that I have an audience like yourself that I can come to and know that I can let my hair down, so to speak, let you know what's on my mind, and we can share these things. And you know, a lot of times when I go to the cafe in that Fry's parking lot, I don't remember the name right now. I don't go there a lot, but I do. The food is good there. But when I go there, there's always, because of my accent, people say, hey, Street Talk, and, you know, praise the Lord. And I'm glad, you know, people are listening. Hopefully they're learning. We learn together. I enjoy Michael Teddy, my co-host, and Ashok. Them being from India, they a lot more subdued than me. I'm a little more anxious in a way, excited, maybe that's a better word. And they're more subdued, so I think it works out well. But just want to, anybody listening today would like to give a benediction. May the Lord bless and keep you and shine his light upon you. As we think about these serious matters, as we think about in the beginning God, knowing he's a sovereign king, a creator of the universe, spoke the world into existence, and gave us eternal life. I mean, think about that. If you're a Christian today, you have eternal life, which again is a great, great gift. A gift that we do not deserve. No way, no how, no shape, no form. You think about this God, this sovereign king, coming through the birth channels of a woman for his people. Enormous stuff. Enormous stuff. Again, like I said, I think the next two shows, I think they were Ashuk. I think we were talking about the epistle to the Galatians. And Michael Teddy, Pastor Michael Teddy, just wrote a book. Maybe on the next show or maybe a month from now, we'll talk about that a little bit. I want to try to get into maybe talking about some books of the Bible a little bit. Any suggestions, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail, and maybe we can fulfill those. Well, 25 minutes into the broadcast, my time is up. Enjoyed musing with you this morning about in the beginning God. Pray by God's grace you will look at that and send me some feedback. Let's help each other. Let's pray for each other. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be responsible for in the beginning God. This is Street Talk Theology. Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.